All right, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We were talking yesterday about junior college football, because you always tell these stories about how in California there was tons of junior colleges.
Half my recruiting class at Cal
were junior college
half
guys.
Half was true freshmen, and half were junior college All-Americans or junior college players, because there's so many. And when I got here, I go, man, this state is so football crazy. I thought there was going to be a ton of junior colleges out here, only to find out there isn't. And actually, we found out yesterday there's only one, and the guy joins us right now.
That's right, Roosevelt Williams. Coach Rowe going to join us. A former third-round pick, by the way, the Bears in 2002. Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fabulous, man. How about y'all?
Coach, we're doing great. I've lived down here a long time and follow football. I thought I did. I got to apologize to you, man. I did not know that we had a college, junior college down here that had a junior college program, a two-year football program. I had no idea. How long has it been around?
I'd say it's around 4 years, four or five years. So
wow.
We've been here 4 or 5 years, man. We're trying to do this thing right. So, we're here.
The Silver Storm is Coach, who do you guys play?
We're independent in junior college. So
okay.
We play the Georgia Militaries, Lackawanna, Snow College. So we play a good little bit of junior colleges out here.
So you guys got to travel a little bit. Here's the thing that got me, because they have like 100 guys on the team, like a normal amount of college football players. But how about this? A lot of their guys, I think FIU signed a couple guys, and did I see a guy went to TCU as well?
Yeah, we do a good job of sending our kids out, man. You know, I'm just trying to build locally, you know, so our local kids don't have to go to California, like you said, California, Mississippi, Kansas.
Right.
Junior college. So I want to build right here in Dade, Broward County, and that's what we're doing right now.
Let me ask you, like junior college, I know the guys that I went with, a lot of guys that, listen, we all struggled in high school. We're a bunch of knuckleheads.
Right, right.
Didn't qualify, so they go to junior college, they build it back up, and then they, if they're good, they pick the schools they want. Are you getting those same kind of kids, that the guys that didn't qualify that want to get ready to go so they can play some D1?
Yeah, of course. We get a lot of kids coming out of Booker T and, you know, all these surrounding our high schools that don't qualify to go to a four-year university. So we're trying to build that pipeline so these kids can get out of here and go to four-year school.
Right.
We also get a lot of Florida bounce backs, kids that then went to four-year school, but, you know, because of the weather or being cold or grades or whatever, we get some of those kids. Like, we got the kid Justin McGriff, receiver tight end, came out of Nebraska. He's here with us.
Holy smokes. No wonder you went 8-2.
Yeah. So you also have we have Michael Nesbitt. It's a kid that's from Deerfield Beach. He was at Kentucky last year. So we got those kids here, you know, coming here trying to do the right thing. And if they do what they're supposed to do, hey, they'll get back to where they just came from.
Coach, only two-year school in Florida that does this. You know the talent around here. It's a pretty good place to have a junior college for football, especially around here. Like you said, the talent here is amazing. Even if it's the, you know, the two- or three-star guys that are not qualifying, you could put together a pretty good squad down here.
Yeah, man. Well, people don't know, it's a gold mine, man. It's a gold mine because, you know, we're in the football capital, so we're getting the best of the best athletes here, and they come to ASA, and we take off from here.
Help me out, Coach. Why do you think we don't have more junior colleges down here for the 2 years, two-year programs?
That's a great question. That's a great question. I think whoever is responsible for it, they need to really look into it, because it'll be great for the kids, and it'll be great for the football fans down here to have a junior college division down here.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. Do you guys ever go out and play any of the California schools, or it just doesn't make sense for expenses purposes to do it?
Both. And, you know, in California, they have their own league. So
they
have junior colleges everywhere in California. So, but we did flew out the snow last year and played them. So we travel a little bit. So, like you said, to get a junior college division in the state of Florida, it'd be great.
One last question, as you know, because we got some other schools down here in South Florida getting ready to start four-year programs. It's expensive. How do you do that? How financially, how can you afford football? It's an expensive sport. How do you do it?
Well, I think it comes down to enrollment. You know, if you can get some kids to enroll in your school, you know,
right?
Anybody can finance football. So, you know, every kid in the state of Florida really want to play football. So, if you can get recruit these kids to come to your school, you can finance a football program.
Coach, 27 kids from the 2018 roster signed with four-year schools. That's a hell of a selling point right there when you're trying to bring kids in.
That's what they like. They want to know they got a chance to go to big D1 schools.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, Coach.
And we're going to have more than that this year.
There you go. That's a nice little selling point there. Coach, we appreciate the time. You have educated us, because all I hear from Joe about this time in California was all those JUCO schools, and we don't have anything down here, and boom, we got
somebody
a tweet
called
yesterday.
Yeah, we got hit yesterday. You're wrong again, Joe Rose. You're wrong again. Roosevelt, that's what it's like to go through life on this show.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes, sir.
Coach, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks, Coach.
Right, I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man.
Roosevelt
Thank you.
Williams. Coach Rowe.